Hi and welcome to this new podcast. I'm gonna go for a mysterious theme. No, just kidding. But I'm not going to create a name for me. I'm just going to go with the flow. And this will be like a K-pop radio DJ-ish thing. I'm not going to talk much. I might do in the future, but this episode will mostly be a mix of K-pop songs and yeah, that's it. Think of it as a daily mix. I might even throw in some comments if I feel like it. Or, yeah, some stories if you guys want to hear. Or if anyone's even going to listen to this podcast. I don't know. But anyway, I might even listen to it myself. So, even though it's cringe, don't you all think it's really cringe to listen to your own voice? Well, anyway, let's just get into the songs. So these were two really good songs by BTS and GOT7. I totally stand these groups. BTS, the first song, Blood, Sweat and Tears, it was the first K-pop song I ever listened to except Gangnam Style and Gentleman by Psy. But those were so popular a few years ago, so I think everyone heard them or has heard them. Once or twice. Anyways, I totally fell in love with BTS. It's my favorite group. It's my ultimate group. And okay, don't even ask. I don't have a bias. It's impossible to choose in any group, to be honest. The more you get to know a group, the harder it is to choose a bias. And I just think it's unnecessary. But anyways. And the thing is, everyone likes BTS now. It's so famous. K-pop, I never thought it would become this big in Sweden, but a lot of people started like them. And I'm so sorry, but it's so cringe when people just brag about them being K-pop fans and just bring merch to school. I mean, fine if they want to express it, but they exaggerate so much. Well, that sounded so bitchy. Well, anyways, that's what I think. It's my opinion, I'm sure. A lot of people disagree with me, but yeah. It's my podcast, okay? No, just kidding. Also, GOT7. It's so global. They're so global. And bam, bam, dab, dab. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. But that song is really catchy, and I just put it there because I wanted to listen to it. So let's move on to the next song. 그래 네 사랑하는 지지리. The song Shine by Pentagon, it's so catchy. I never thought I'd like it. In the beginning, everyone did covers of it and I never really paid attention to them. But that song is so catchy and so good. I really have nothing to say about it. I'm so going to stan this group. Right now I'm learning about Stray Kids, and then I have NCT on my list as well, but Pentagon, I'm definitely going to look them up. I'm going to look them up. And yeah, next song. It was a while ago I finished the drama. If some of you didn't know, the previous song is an OST from Scarlet Heart Ryo. Goryo? Goryoji. 그치? Yeah, I cannot see the title right now, but it's a historical K-drama. It's so good. I don't know. It's just so good. I totally fell in love with that drama. And I hope I can find a similar one someday. I've been watching a lot of comedy romance dramas right now lately. It's like Fight for My Way is really good. Then She's in the Trap. Those two. And then I finished a lot of others. I have a list of K-dramas. And I have a lot that I have like one or two episodes left to watch. But I'm the kind of person that starts new dramas all the time or series. And also, I've been holding up Supernatural. It's not a K-drama, by the way. For really long. And then I've forgotten a lot of stuff. And then I feel really guilty because I just love that series. But then I have zero patience for it. Or it's just that I tell myself that I don't have time, and when I do watch it, I don't get the references because I've forgotten a lot from the past episodes. I'm in season 9, I think. I'm on season 9. Or is it 10? Okay, I think it's 9 among the last episodes over there. To be honest, to a lot of new K-pop fans, they usually stay within the most popular groups globally, like BTS. GOT7 is one of them, I think. Big Bang, or not so much anymore. Well, I don't know. Let's think of me as a senior K-pop fan. I'm just kidding. But to be honest, I think that Infinite is a bit underrated. I really wish they got more attention. I mean, they were so popular, and a lot of things have happened to the group by Hoya leaving, and then the leader. Sungkyu has enlisted in the military, and then and their last and they are like variety kings. I'm not even kidding. They're so good at variety, and I miss their shows that they had within the group. So I really wish that they got more gigs and more attention because they're so good, and their vocals are like perfect. They're like vocal legends for real. There's really nothing else to say. I really wish that people would give them more attention, even though the group isn't complete at the moment, and it's possible that they won't have another comeback in the soon future, but still. I'm going to end this podcast, or if you can even call this a podcast, with Cypher by BTS. I just love it. It's so, so, so good. By the way, I apologize for these pauses between my recordings as I'm speaking because I just don't find the words for what I'm saying because I'm so random, you know. No, just kidding, but English is not my native language, so please understand. And yeah, I hope you appreciate this if you even listen to the end of this recording. I'm sure no one's going to listen, but still. It's just fun to do. So, yeah, see you if there will ever be a next time. Bye for today.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.